This weekend, 50 people gathered out in the wilderness about 15 miles south of Montrose. It was the site of the Uncompahgre Free Trappers Happy Canyon Rendezvous.
There we go. Long hit.
Near the entrance to camp, under a white canvas tent, stands Adelphus Woodman. He's dressed like a mountain man, with a crazy hat, a bright red coat, and a braided white beard. He explains, for those of you who don't know, how Rendezvous got started.
Well, about, 1822, I think it was, General Ashley out in St. Louis put an ad in the paper looking for 100 enterprising young men to go to the mountains for a year or longer for the trapping of beaver and trading with Indians.
Instead of going all the way back to St. Louis, the trappers would meet up every year, and suppliers and traders could meet them all in one central location. It was quite an event. So Woodman and about 50 other people are here out in the wilderness, dressed the same way and sometimes talking the same way as those trappers did back then. They sleep in canvas tents and teepees. It's similar to a war reenactment, but instead of reenacting a war, it's more like a party.
The real Rendezvous was as much a celebration of living through another year as it was anything. And being 1,500 miles out past the frontier, whiskey was real hard to come by. So that was their one chance of the year to really Yeah, see? You never know what you're going to get here. But anyhow, it was the one time of year to really that they felt safe, where they kind of let down their hair and get drunk and act a little bit crazy.
Historically, the trappers would have these games. They'd have horse races and foot races, wrestling, and, of course, shooting competitions.
Can you tell me what you're shooting?
I'm shooting a 50 caliber Hawken trapper style pistol with a double set trigger.
50 caliber?
Mm-hmm. Half inch diameter. Well, it's like the size of a marble, standard marble, basically.
That's Dr. John Harvey.
I went to some when I was a kid. I got out of it for my career and everything for a long time. My wife and I moved back out here with our kids and grandkids and started. This is our sixth time at this one. We do an average of five a year. And then we do other historical reenactment events, my family and group. My family's averaging about 150 days a year for the last 5 years doing this.
Harvey's passion is not unusual. Some people spend the whole year on the circuit, going to rendezvous all over the Rockies. You can even make a living as a blacksmith or a crafter, selling your stuff or bartering for whatever you need. It seems like everyone there have been going to rendezvous for 20-plus years. Sean Lee Curry is one of those people, and she's setting up the archery competition.
One time we woke up here with a fresh coating of snow, and my husband Carter and another guy in camp had turkey tags. So they took off into the snow and hunted turkeys with their bows and in their moccasins, and it was pretty cool to watch them head out of camp with all their hunting gear and look like a day in the village.
This particular rendezvous happens every Memorial Day weekend. Curry says that something special happens on the last day of camp.
A lot of veterans in our camp. The Vietnam veterans kind of reestablished the rendezvous happenings around the country as a way to regather when, you know, they were back in the States and get together with guys that they had camped with in the war. It was a way for them to establish that and do some cool stuff, still get to shoot and do some of the things they'd been trained to do in the war and have it in a village setting. So a lot of those guys are still here, and you'll see a Screaming Eagle flag like this red flag over here. But we do a color guard and a salute on Memorial Day and remember all those, and we do a shout out of people that we've lost during that year. And you can just yell out somebody's name. So it's kind of cool.
If you want to be with people who know the importance of remembering the past, look no further than the next rendezvous. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.